Be'ezus Hashem, Haftarah, Yom Tov Shvi'i Shal Pesach. We're going to Amir Hashem give a few hakdamos, and then get to the psukim of the Haftarah and explain about five or six psukim together. Today's shiur is based be'ikar on the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov from Rav Shlomo Kluger, Drush Yud Beis, and Drush Chof Aleph. The Medrash Parshas Boy on the Pasuk Ulachol Bnei Yisrael Haya Oyer B'Moshvoisam Klai Yisrael during Makas Choshech they had Oyer, they had light wherever they dwelled. When it is Rabbi's Medayik, it doesn't say Haya Oyer B'Eretz Goshen nor state B'Moshvoisam wherever they were, says the Medrash. Wherever a Yid went in, he went into a cabinet, to a barrel, he looked into a dark recess, underground, wherever he was, there was Ar. B'moshvoisam, wherever they might be. Lav dafka Eretz Goshen. Va'aleim ne'amar, concerning the Yidden at that time, it says, Ner l'ragli dvarecha, v'oyer l'nesivasi. Medrash says, there were 6 days of Choshech in Mitzrayim. The seventh day of Choshech, we know, was by the Yamsuf. Like it says, v'hi ha'or v'ha'choshech, v'yor esalai l'kai, Yisrael had Ar, but the Goyim in the Mitzrim had Onan and Choshech. So that was the seventh of Makas Choshech. Medrash continues and says, Al zeh nemar Hashem oiri v'yishi. L'asadlov v'yakadosh Baruch Hu also give Choshech to the Goyim and learns it from a pasuk. To explain this Medrash, we bring a Medrash in Shir Ashirim, which we also read tomorrow this year, which says, Al kein alomais ahivucha, says the Medrash, why do we love you, Hashem? Al shenasat alonu bizas Mitzrayim, ubizas hayom, ubizas yichin va'oig, ubizas shleishim echin melachim, anu ayavim ayis. So we love you, Hashem, because you gave us the loot, which we received from Mitzrayim, which we received from the Yam, which we received from the land of Sichin va'oig, and which we received from the 31 melachim. And of course, this needs to be explained. Why would that be a reason to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we got money from him. Otherwise, he wouldn't love him. So, Rishlei Mekloger is Masber. The Sefer Bina Le'itim in Drush Nun Zayin, and we have brought this concept before in the Shiurim, the Bina Le'itim on the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, it says, Ben Azi says, Have you rots the mitzvah kala ubereach mena aveira? She mitzvah gereres mitzvah va'aveira gereres aveira? And the mission continues, Shishchar mitzvah mitzvah v'schar aveira aveira. So he has a few diyukim in the arichlus and in the diktuk of the Mishnah, and the Bina Le'itim is masber, that the mitzvah gereres mitzvah is explained by the word schar mitzvah mitzvah, meaning a father who loves his son. Not only does a father give his son maybe a challenge and give him a task and promises to reward him, the reward itself is part of the mitzvah. There is no difference between the mitzvah and the schar when it comes to father and his son, because the mitzvah is for the son's own good. Vayishlam gives us a mitzvah, it's letoivlach, it's for us. And the letoivlach, when we receive the schar, that's part of what Hashem wants. Hashem wants, not only the mitzvah is good for us, Hashem wants we should end up getting the schar itself. And also by an aveira. By an aveira, not only is one hurting himself, but the hurting yourself is also part of the aveira. Hashem doesn't want you to do the aveira. Hashem doesn't want you to hurt yourself. Doesn't want you to punish yourself. So going to Gehenim is also deserving of a punishment. That's the pshat in the mitzvah, says the Bina Le'itim. Mitzvah gerer is mitzvah. It schleps along with it, not the next mitzvah. Right now there's another mitzvah. What is that? That the schar mitzvah is also the mitzvah. And aveira gereres aveira, because the schar aveira right now is also part of the aveira. Being choivel oneself, hurting oneself, by doing the aveira is counted as another aveira. Whereas, if it was just an adoin relationship with an eved, so he just wants a thing done. He needs something done. The Eved, the other needs something done for himself, but not for the Eved. And what is the Eved? The Eved here. The guy does, yes, he gives him reward. He gives him gold. He gives him food. You don't want to eat it? Okay, don't eat it. But by a father, a character, he wants to see that the son's enjoying the reward that he gave. And that's a big part of the Schar and the Einish itself. So this is a big Yisoy from the Bina Le'itim. There's no difference between the Gufa Mitzvah and the schar mitzvah, the gufa mitzvah and the schar mitzvah are both counted as mitzvahs, and they're going to both be rewarded. After this hakdama, so Shlomo Kluger now continues with his hakdama, and he says, according to this big sayf from the Bina Le'itim, that the schar for having received the schar, so we could understand that Klal Yisrael, when they were leaving Mitzrayim, even though Hashem promised Klal Yisrael going to go out of Mitzrayim, Hashem promised Avram or Bisman Absarim they go out of Mitzrayim, but Klal Yisrael made themselves ready to get out of Mitzrayim. They did Dan Pesach, Dan Milo, they made themselves worthy to get out of Mitzrayim. They get schar for having made themselves worthy. They get schar for having allowed themselves to be brought out of Mitzrayim. Hashem wanted that Klal Yisrael should go out. By allowing themselves to be brought out, that's the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for his son, Bnei Bechor Yisrael. They get rewarded for having been brought out. And the Meiled comes out that the Biza of Mitzrayim, which we received Biza Mitzrayim, that Biza is a reward for what? We're supposed to work in Mitzrayim. So it's for the work, for the 400 years of working in Mitzrayim, 210 years, or whatever we worked in Mitzrayim, that's what it's for. It's for having allowed ourselves to go out. So Alkein Alamais Ayivucha means, since we allowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu the pleasure of taking us out of Mitzrayim, that itself counts for a mitzvah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore rewarded us for that schar by giving us the biza of Mitzrayim. The schar for the schar. Again, if the relationship would be Eved and Adoin, Adar Rabbah, don't get all lovey-dovey with the Adoin. Stay, hey, you're an Eved. That's who you are. You have no right to go along and even have a love relationship with your Adoin. Unless if you have a special Av-Ben relationship. But Av-Ben relationship, the father is pleased when the son acts with love back. Now, the philosophers discussed, how is it possible, one, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We are so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem has shown us and taught us that He loves us, and therefore we love Him back. Where has Hashem shown us that we are one with Him? We are kaviyachol nishmas elikim imal. We are connected to Him, unlike Goyim. Where has Hashem shown this to us? When Hashem gave us Bezus Mitzrayim. And the Bezus Mitzrayim showed us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rewarding us not just for the Gufa Mitzvah. He's rewarding us for the Schar Mitzvah, of having received the Schar Mitzvah. And then we say, whoa, Hashem Pasha is enjoying giving us. That's the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us. We're going to love Him back. Alkein Alamais Ayivucha. That's the Pshat in the Medrash. We say the Rabbanim Shalom, we love you because you showed us by rewarding us for conquering Eretz Yisrael. We got rewarded for conquering Eretz Yisrael. We got rewarded for conquering 31 Malachim. We got rewarded for going through the Yam Suf. Rewarded for that. We got Biza for that. That shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. It's not other than Eved. And therefore, Hashem, we know that we are allowed to love you back. That's why in Shir HaShirim, we say, Ki toivim doidecha meyoyin. More than everything, Yishakeni meshikos piyul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reward us, give us. You know, ask Hashem for reward? Yes, because that's what you want. You want to reward us. There's a big aside like this also from Nefesh HaChaim, beginning of Perek Yavah, it says also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're doing a mitzvah for the schar, so Hashem should give the schar, then it's mutter. Spoken about this before. Ki toivim doidecha meyoyin, because more than the reward itself is the fact that now we have a relationship with you. Now we know that you're our father, we're the son, and you're enjoying giving us. So therefore we're allowed to ask for schar. And with this he explains an amazing thing. Very interesting in the Torah, in Parshas Shemois by the Sneh. So Hashem tells Moshe, when you leave Mitzrayim, you're going to be having biza. You're going to be getting gold and silver and clothing. And then it says in the Pasuk, and you will put the clothing on your children. The Samtem al Beneichem al Beneisechem. Like, you wouldn't know what to do with the clothing, the instructions to put it on top of your children. So I forgot, this is in parentheses now. One of the Hasidic Rebbes once said, yeah, because the clothing that came from Mitzrayim was, this is a little Hasidic Shavartala, the Mitzrayim clothing was very short, was not sneeze. So the clothing that you get from Mitzrayim from the adults, you put that on your children, and it will fit them, otherwise it's improper to wear. End the parentheses. But what's the Pasuk Pshat? The Santam Abnechem Abnechem. You need instructions to put the clothing that you're going to get from Mitzrayim on your children. Next question, in Parshas Boy, when it Bashas Maisa, they're told to borrow the clothing, it doesn't mention anything about putting it then on their children. So Shlomo Kluger says, yes. Originally, we were supposed to be Avadim in Mitzrayim, and we shouldn't get rewarded for that. and there's no reason why we should get any money for having worked in Mitzrayim. We were mechayev to work in Mitzrayim. And still Hashem is giving us reward. Why? Like we said, Hashem wants to show us, I'm rewarding you for having gotten out. Rewarded for having allowed yourselves to be brought out. That's just the love He has for us. So Hashem says, you want to understand this? You want to understand that kind of love? When you put clothing on your children, when you buy new shoes for Yom Tov for your kids, how wonderful do you feel giving them, seeing them in their new clothing? It's not you. You gave them. I have the same thing, says Hashem. But in Parshas Bo, which is after Paro, you said, Tichpa da'avayra anashim, you overworked us, and then we already deserved schar. We actually deserve to be paid for having worked in Mitzrayim, because we worked extra hard when Paro decided, right? When Hashem said, okay, Paro, thanks for watching them for 210 years. Everybody out of the pool, you know, she is Mitzrayim now. Paro's like, no, I'm going to make them work extra hard. So that's when Hashem said, okay, that extra hard work, we're going to make you pay now, pay them for a whole time. So there was a new type of new gather in the Biza, that it doesn't say about Bnechem and Besichem, because that was maybe Taka owed, as Rosh Chaim and Klover. Now, to go back to the Medrash that we began with, says Rosh Chaim and Klover, what was the aura by Makas Chayshik, the Klai Yisrael we have received? Was it a special new aura, or a Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them? Or was this aura, natural aura, Shem gave, there was a lot of R in the world, the Mitzvah weren't using, it was dark for them, so Klai Yisrael had extra R. What was the gather of that R? He says, well, it depends. We know that the R was to help them borrow. They have to find what stuff that was in the drawers, and there's a whole Arichas, it would help Klai Yisrael borrow. What was that type of R? What was, if it was for the Bezus Mitzrayim, it depends. If the Bezus Mitzrayim, like I said before, was out of love to teach Klai Yisrael that you're getting rewarded for doing mitzvahs, and you're getting rewarded for having received the reward, to teach the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you so much that He's just happy to give you, if that's what it was for, then yes, it makes sense it would be Ara Tyra. This is a Yisayid of Tyra. But if it was just for the work, because they worked extra at the end in Mitzrayim for Paroi, so why would Hashem use Ara Tyra for that? So that's why the Medrash, that we mentioned in the beginning, very Yishmak, that's why the Medrash says, Hashem Oiri V'Yishi brings that pasuk. So it was a special R from Hashem. It was to teach Klai Yisrael the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. That's relationship of love. And I'm rewarding you. I'm rewarding you. I just want it for your own good. That's really what mitzvahs are all about. It's all for you. And the riot of this, not just from the pasuk that the Medrash brings Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, Hashem is a source of my light, a special light, is the fact that the Medrash says the seventh day was by the Yam Suf. Now the seventh day was by the Yam Suf. One second. In Mitzrayim, it was 6 days, so usually there's light by day. So they had Makas Chayshach at night. But we know the seventh day, with the whole Kriyas Yam Suf took place at night. Shemaris HaBoker, early, when it was still light. It was still dark. Shemaris HaBoker means the end of the night. So if it was night, why did they need Makas Chayshach? Tarek says there was a special R for Klai Yisrael. There was a huge special light of R Tyra. And that R would have lit up for the Mitzrayim too. That's why they need a Makas Chayshach that shouldn't be affected by the R Tyra. But you see again that this Makkah, the R that Klal Yisrael had during this Makkah, was R HaTyra. An R which HaKadosh Baruch Hu specially made for Klal Yisrael to prove His love to Klal Yisrael. That's why the Medrash says, the Moshevoysam, Be'eretz Goshen Le'Nemar, it was a special R for Klal Yisrael wherever they went. Amazing, amazing. And look in the Pesukim Hashem Ari V'Yishi, which the Medrash brings, what's the Hemshech? Tachana Limachne La'ir Alibi. Tokorai B'chama V'zoyis Ani V'tech. Everybody knows. What's the Hemshech? Hashem's bringing me light, and I have nothing to worry about. Hashem loves me. That's what the light shows me. It's a special light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which He created for me, because He rewards me. He rewards me. He helps me get the Bezus Mitzrayim as a reward for having done mitzvahs, no, for having received the schar, for having gotten out. Hashem rewards me for having conquered Eretz Yisrael. Hashem rewards me for having walked into the Yam Suf. Hashem rewards me for taking Schar. And therefore, B'zayis Ani B'teach, anybody tries to attack me, I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. I have nothing to worry about. Even if I may be undeserving, I always know that Hashem is going to take care of me. So we're going to go back to the Pesukim of the Haftarah, and we're going to explain with Hashem, based on everything we said, a couple of psukim together from, again, the Sefer Kilas Yaakov from Shlomo Kluger. Pasuk says, psukim in the Haftarah, im chosit yischasod, im gibor tomem titamum. Rashi in the Targum explained, chosit yischasod means, chosit is a form of vino, in his chus, klai yishol zoichet, eret yishol. Im gibor tomem titamum, who's the gibor, says Rashi in the Targum, this is going on Yitzhak Avinu. Im novar tivar, who's the one who's pure and clear, Yaakov Avinu. The ikesh itapo is paroi. So again, the ikesh itapo, the Targum ends. Rashi say that is going on Amitzrayim, but they were krum. We're going to explain now and see it clearly. The am ves am oni teshia, who's the am oni chai Yisrael. The inecha al ram tashba kadosh baruch hu, those that are high and haughty, kadosh baruch hu throws them down. Ki ata neiri Hashem, meaning. We thought once upon a time, Hashem, that we cannot love you, that we cannot have that kind of relationship with you, that you don't love us. It doesn't make sense to love you. It's inappropriate to love you. How can we love you? We didn't realize nishvas alikimimah. That's what Chai Yisrael thought once. But no. Ki ata neiri Hashem. Hashem, you are the source of my light. You made a special light for me. You lit up, this is referring to during Makas Choshech, you show me that you love me. Something we learned from Makas Choshech. The fact that you made a light, and the point of the light was to reward us for going out of Mitzrayim, for making ourselves ra'i to go out of Mitzrayim. That showed us that you love me. Vahashem yagia chashki, you brought bright light into my darkness. Ki v'cha arutz gedud, now I know. I can feel bitachin in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You love me no matter what, and I could run and charge against the troops. Be'elekai, with the shem Hashem, Adalek Shor, I could jump on the walls and capture the cities. Hakeil tamim darkoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu, because everything you request from us, all the mitzvot that you request from us, is for our own good. It's not for you, it's for us. And if it's for us, there's no difference between the guf and mitzvah and the schar mitzvah. If it was for Hashem, like an adon who requests something, only the guf and mitzvah, not the schar. But Gokel Tomin Darkoi, Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything that you request from us is the mitzvah which you request from us is perfect, it's for you, that's all it's about. It's not for one of two reasons. It's not to bring COVID to you, and it's not that you need help. Imras Hashem Tzerufa, and famous Medrash Parsha Shemini dashes on this pasuk, Imras Hashem Tzerufa, that the mitzvahs were all given, the Imras Hashem were given, Tzerufa, the Mitzar of Brias, to purify us. Mitzvahs are all about us, to help us become better people. Medrash says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? What does it make a difference to him if we shech from the front or we do malika from the back? What's all this about? It must be it's for us. It can't be for Hashem. The tzar of MSRB is to purify us. I saw today Rashi in the end of Shir Hashirim of the pasuk Chikoy Mamtakim. Rashi says Chikoy Mamtakim. Kadosh Baruch Hu. His words are so sweet. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu told us the Seret LaNefesh Loi Yitnu B'Psarchem. A Yid is not allowed to make scratches in his body, bloody, deep scratches. And you're going to get schar for that. Hashem's giving you schar for not hurting yourself. And Rashi says, is there a sweeter word than this? Hashem says, here, don't hurt yourself, and I'm going to give you reward for that. And Rashi is bringing this in as an example, but all of mitzvahs, that's the Pshat of Rashi, all of mitzvahs is for us, is trufa. Mogein hu lechol hachoysen boy. It's a protection for those that keep it. That's what it's about. Again, and don't think that mitzvahs are to being covered for Hashem or to help Hashem. We're going to prove this now. There are those who say, oh, Hashem wants the chvod. The Gemara says in Kedushin that Hashem said, Mechi Hashem lekacho. So the Umas Oilam said, he wants covered. They heard covered. They said, oh, no, Hashem doesn't want covered. Hashem is doing it for people. So that's what the Pesukim continue and say, Ki mi kel mi ba'alde Hashem. Hashem isn't looking for COVID. Who needs COVID? When there's other people in the room and someone stands up for you and doesn't stand up for them, you got COVID. Other people in the shul and you got an aliyah, they didn't get an aliyah, you got COVID. If you go to the forest and you're just there with the animals, you need COVID from somebody, you're the only person there. So Hashem also, he's the only Hashem. Mi kel mi belade Hashem. Who is God besides him? He doesn't need COVID. Maybe he needs help. That's what they said in Parshas Shlach, by the Meraglim. They said, we built the Yechel Hashem. Hashem can't do it on his own. He needs help. Tasha koicha in the cave. Oh, really? He can't do it on his own? Umi tzur mi baladei elekein. Hashem created everything. The Medrash says, Hashem says, how do you water a vineyard? You pour wine in there? I create the vines can't help themselves. Hashem said, I created everything. You can't help me. I created you all. Wine doesn't help a vineyard because the vine produces the wine. I can't be helped by you, but no one can help me. So Hashem doesn't need anybody's covet. Hashem doesn't need anybody's help. So what are mitzvahs for? Mitzvahs are for us. They're all for us. So that's what they're all for us. So there's no difference between the schar mitzvah and the gufa mitzvah. It's all going to be rewarded. Ki mi kel mi baladei Hashem. Umitzur zelot mi baladei elikenu. Hakel ma'uzi chayil. Because the Bible gives us strength. Vayatir tamim darki. Now tamim means also mitzvahs. He has a raya. Ashri tamim mederach beginning of Tehillim. In the Kuf Yates. And because earlier in Avtaira, the Pasuk says, I will be concentrating on Hashem's mitzvahs, what I need to do for him. I'll guard myself the sin. And over here, when it says, if you look at the Ksavim Nekri, Tamim Darki means Hashem, he rewards me, or he gives me more, Ayate, he gives me more, Tamim Darki, because of what he does for me. I mean, just like when I did for him mitzvahs, I get rewarded. So to what Hashem does for me, when he gives me ischar, he rewards me for the fact that he gave me ischar. Has there a sweeter elikim than this? That loves us so much. That teaches us to love him. That demonstrates his love. Shows us, yes, we can have a father-son full relationship. Chikanem takim. Don't hurt yourself. Please be rewarded. Please, please, shefala. Eat this spoon. And if you eat this, I'm going to give you dessert. Eat this, finish your food, you're going to get dessert. You get rewarded if you thank you for the main dish. No, take this and take the schar, because all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is to have a love relationship with us. Let's love him back.